It's time for another edition of the Morning Juice on KKOJ, and it is homecoming week. Homecoming week is fast approaching for Jackson County Central. And Barb Twinerum, well, thank you for your time today, Student Council Advisor with JCC.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm excited for homecoming, which is going to be coming up next week. And we have lots of activities, things that the public can take part in and support Jackson County Central.
And homecoming week gets started before the weekdays as well. It gets rolling over the weekend, kind of.
Yeah, we have several activities on Sunday in the evening at 5 o'clock. We're going to have our Ironman volleyball game in the high school main gym. And just after that concludes, we're going to have our Powder Puff football game for the girls out at the football field. And that will begin somewhere around 7 o'clock.
And some of that returns, right? It's not necessarily new. There's certain new things, but some of that is more traditional already.
Yes, we've been doing those two events for several years, and all my time as the advisor, we have done those. Something new that we're going to be starting, as our theme this year is the Olympics. We are going to be kind of to kick off the week, lighting up a JCC out in the parking lot of the football field immediately following that Powder Puff game. So that should be a fun addition for the kids.
Yeah, sounds like fun. And then you just keep going with it and you get into kind of Monday. Another tradition is the royalty coronation and things like that. You get rolling after that.
Yeah, we have our coronation at 7 o'clock in the high school auditorium. It's open to the public. You can come and see you will be crowned our homecoming king and queen. Several great people up for that, and we'll see who that winner, those winners are going to be Monday at 7 o'clock in the auditorium.
And when it comes to the week overall, all of the schools are participating kind of in their own way, right? And a lot of that is on social media already.
Yeah, each of the schools have their own dress-up days. They try to, complement what the high school is doing, but sometimes what the high school is doing may not be appropriate. So they have each of their own dress-up days, but that's on social media. You can look to the Jackson County Central Schools Facebook page or Twitter to find out what those dress-up days are if you're not sure.
You gotta have the right fit to have the most fun.
That's right.
And another big part of homecoming is obviously the parade, and that happens Friday afternoon. And so, well, let's talk about the parade itself this year. I understand the route is a little bit different.
Yes, we are going to be starting the parade at 2 o'clock. It will still start at the high school. We had some issues in the past with some big gaps in the parade when we had it be too long. So we're starting at the high school and we're going to end at the post office. So it'll go straight down North Highway, cross 71. And when you get to Main Street, we'll turn and kind of go backwards up Main until we get to the post office. And once we get to the post office, that'll technically be the end of the parade route.
What are the best ways for people to get in touch and be able to be an entry in the parade if they haven't already?
I really need anybody who would like to be in the parade to contact me at the high school. Email would probably be best. My email is barb.twinerum. That is spelled T as in Tom, V as in Victor, I, N, N as in Nancy, E R E I M as in Mary, at jccschools.net. And I have put that out on social media if that name still kind of tends to elude you.
And we'll make sure to share that along with this as well. And
I would, if possible, if anybody wants to be in the parade, if they could let me know by this coming Monday the 16th, just because I have to have a route made and handed out to those people that are going to be in it. I try and have that done by Wednesday.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's good to know.
Yep.
There's a lot of preparation that goes into this, and obviously homecoming is a calendar landmark. And so what is it like to kind of have it right around the corner? Is it exciting? Is it a little nerve-wracking? What is that like?
It's always fun and it's always exciting, and the kids seem to get excited. This year, with it being so close to the beginning of the school year, we have the excitement of the beginning of the school year and the excitement of homecoming all at the same time. So there's just a lot of anticipation, and we hope that it goes well and everybody has fun.
Anything else on what's new or established traditions or just anything else in general about what homecoming week has in store?
Well, the only other thing doesn't necessarily deal with the community in general, but we are going to have our dance on Friday after the football game, and that is something different this year. So students after the football game can come over to the auxiliary gym where we'll have our homecoming dance, and that'll go until about midnight. That's for students in grades 9 through 12.
And there you go. So JCC homecoming week is coming up this next week, right in the middle of September, like you're saying, so pretty close to the start of the year, and we'll continue to keep you updated on everything that is going on. But as you approach, make sure you get signed up for the parade first and foremost, and then check out social media for all the latest details on everything that's going on.
Yeah, we'd love to see everybody out supporting the kids.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to Barb Twinerum, as student council advisor, for coming in and letting us know what homecoming week has in store for JCC. This has been the Morning Juice on KKOJ.